Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero, and an operator will assist you offline. As a reminder, your conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Lois. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the March 4th, 2021 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. And now we have some boilerplate. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two during these last months. Under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act, I find that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this time. Consistent again with the governor's February 5th, 2021 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can listen to the whole meeting, and if they would like to, they can speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Lois already said that we are audio recording, and I just want to note that the meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and added to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. So we have four members. We have a quorum, and we're on our way. There are no announcements. We're going right into public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that's reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Lois, would you please come on the line now and explain to people how they may log a request to make a comment.
Thank you. And to make the comment, you can press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You will hear an acknowledgement tone that has placed you into queue, and you may remove yourself from queue at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you have a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the number. Once again, it is 1-0 to make a comment.
Anybody lined up, Lois?
At this time, nobody is in queue.
Okay, so without comment, we'll go right into approval of the minutes of the February 4th, 2021 regular board meeting. And Member Palivos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed say no.
Member Palivos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. The ayes have it. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved. And then on with today's agenda, the first item, rulemakings, R21-18. It's a final order. Member Santos.
Thank you. On October 5th of 2020, the Illinois EPA proposed rules to control emissions of volatile organic materials at aerospace facilities in the Metro East region. The board sent Illinois EPA's proposal to first notice publication without commenting on the substantive merits. The board then held two public hearings and received public comments. At its meeting on February 17th, JCAR considered the board's second notice proposal and issued its certificate of no objection. I move the draft order adopting the amended rules.
Seconded by Member Palivos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. We don't have any adjusted standards. We're right then into administrative citations. Our only administrative citation today is AC 21-3, and it's mine. So on January 6th of this year, the County of LaSalle filed an administrative citation against Helen Owens Ochtimer. The citation alleged open dumping, open burning, and litter at a rural residence in LaSalle County. The county now seeks to voluntarily dismiss the administrative citation. The county has filed proof of payment from the respondent. The respondent has paid the required civil penalty of $4,500. This draft order grants the voluntary dismissal of the administrative citation. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Now, adjudicatory cases, and the first is PCB 20-8, a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On August 14th of 2019, the people filed an 11-count complaint in this land enforcement case. On December 19th of 2019, the board accepted a settlement with two of the original respondents, and the case continued only against the Kirbys. On December 17th of 2020, the people and the Kirbys filed a proposed settlement under which the Kirbys do not affirmatively admit the alleged violations but agree to pay a civil penalty of $6,000. The board published a required notice of this proposal on February 4th of 2021, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the party's proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Member Van Wee? Member Van Wee?
I am here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I apologize.
They're voting on PCB 20-32.
No, 20-8, isn't it?
20-8, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Okay. And Member Kerr?
I vote yes. And the 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. Next item is PCB 20-32, a proposed settlement. Member Palabos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The people of the state of Illinois alleged water, land, and permit violations by Landfill 33 Limited and the Wend Family Trust at their Effingham County landfill. The parties later filed a stipulation and proposed settlement entered into by the parties and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. In this settlement, the parties proposed to settle for a penalty of $18,000. The board held a hearing on the proposed settlement as requested by members of the public. In this order, the board accepts the party stipulation and settlement as filed. Accepting the settlement brings this docket to a close. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Sounds like a good bit of money. Good work, Member Palabos. Hearing no discussion, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-19. Member Santos.
Thank you. On September 10th of 2020, Mr. Corman filed a citizen's complaint against Medline Industries concerning its construction of a distribution facility in Lake County. The complaint alleges that because he is unable to review Medline's stormwater pollution prevention plan and inspection deck, he is unable to determine whether Medline complies with the specified permit requirements. The draft opinion finds that the complaint is incomplete and does not sufficiently show that it states a cause of action on which the board can grant relief. While this order dismisses the complaint, it does not prevent Mr. Corman from filing another complaint, which must comply with the Environmental Protection Act and the board's procedure rules. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 21-30, mine. Enterprise Leasing Company of Chicago versus IEPA. It's an appeal of an underground storage tank issue. On November 5th, 2020, at the party's request, the board granted a 90-day extension for Enterprise Leasing Company to appeal an IEPA underground storage tank fund determination. Enterprise has failed to file an appeal during that time period, and the board dismisses this case and closes the docket. I move the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And now I think we're moving to the order of Curry. The next item is PCB 21-42. On December 5th, 2020, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a three-count complaint against the City of Kelowna. The City of Kelowna owns and operates a sewage treatment plant, and the people allege that the city failed to comply with the provisions of its NPDES permit. The people and the City of Kelowna now seek to settle the matter, and accompanying the complaint was a stipulation proposal for settlement and request for relief from the hearing requirement. The board published notice of the stipulation and the proposed settlement in the Henry County Republic on January 15, 2021. We didn't receive any requests for hearing. This order grants the party's request for relief from the hearing requirement, accepts the stipulation and the proposed settlement, and directs Kelowna to pay a civil penalty of $4,914. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 2156. On January 8, 2021, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a one-count complaint against the Village of Robbins. The village operates a small municipal separate storm sewer system, and the people allege the village failed to timely renew its NPDES permit. The people in the village now seek to settle the matter. Accompanying the complaint was a stipulation, a proposal for settlement, and a request for relief from the hearing requirement. The board published notice of the stipulation and the proposed settlement in the Daily Southtown on January 24, 2021. This order grants the party's request for relief from the hearing requirement, since the board didn't receive any requests for hearing, accepts the stipulation and the proposed settlement, and directs the Village of Robbins to pay a civil penalty of $10,052. Is there any discussion? I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 21-57, a complaint and proposed settlement. On February 8, 2021, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a complaint against Crystal Cold, LLC, along with a stipulation, a proposal for settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirements. The people allege that Crystal Cold improperly operated the sewage filtration system so as to cause water pollution and open dumping of waste. Crystal Cold neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but it does agree to pay a civil penalty of $12,500. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board has to cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement, Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 30 days after receiving the notice. If anyone does timely file a written demand, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the board, the clerk, to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 21-58, a complaint and proposed settlement. On February 11, 2021, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a complaint against the Village of Mineral, along with a stipulation, a proposal for settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. The village operates a public water supply. The people allege that the village failed to file an optimal corrosion control treatment recommendation and a source water treatment recommendation in a timely manner with IEPA. The village neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but it does agree to pay a civil penalty of $1,077. Under the Act and board regulations, the board has to cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Anybody may file a written demand for hearing within 30 days after receiving the notice, and if anyone should do that, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, four voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-59, a complaint and proposed settlement. On February 11th, 2021, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a complaint against Handland Painting Contractors, LLC, along with a stipulation, a proposal for settlement, and a request for relief from the hearing requirement. The people allege that Handland failed to properly handle lead-based paint when blasting and painting a village water tower. Handland admits the alleged violation and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $13,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the board has to cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement. If anyone should file a written demand for a hearing within 30 days after receiving the notice, then the board will deny the request for relief and will hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And if there are no objections, I would like to move the next two items together, PCB 21-60 and 2161. They're both tax certifications. Hearing no objections, we'll do exactly that. On February 16, 2021, IEPA filed these two recommendations that the board certify specified facilities of Nathan Wiegand's farm in Woodford County and the Carroll Family Farms in Hancock County as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. After the board's technical unit review, this order grants tax certification to the requested livestock waste management facilities for both sites. I move adoption of the orders, seconded by Member Polybos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, unanimity, four voting yes, none voting no. Both orders are approved. The last adjudicatory item is PCB 21-62. On February 17th, 2021, the parties jointly filed a request to extend the time period within which ABP Properties may appeal a January 2nd, 2021 IEPA denial of reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund. This order grants the request for extension. I move adoption of the orders, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, for voting yes, none voting no, the orders are approved. Under other items, lastly, of the other items category, we are pleased to announce a new brown bag lunch seminar. Due to COVID, we had paused our brown bag seminars, but we will start up again with one following our next board meeting on March 18th. Attendance will be via WebEx video and telephone, and the login details will accompany the agenda for the March 18th meeting. We are delighted to report that one of our own board members, Jennifer Van Wee, will share with us an overview of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. Member Van Wee has many years of experience working on this issue, and she will give us all a 101 lesson on the topic. Many thanks to Member Van Wee.
Thank you very much.
We have no other items. Member Palabos moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. For voting yes, the ayes have it. The motion is approved, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day, everyone. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Lois.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.